line upon line. Moses chapter 7, verse 18. This verse helps us understand what it means to be called Zion. Quoting for verse 18, "And the Lord called his people Zion, because they were of one heart and one mind, and dwelt in righteousness, and there was no poor among them." Zion. We sing of Zion in many of our hymns, such as "Let Zion in Her Beauty Rise," hymns number 41. Page 428 of the hymn book lists many more. What do you learn about Zion from these hymns? How does singing these hymns make you feel about establishing Zion? Write about it in your journal. In the Scriptures, the word Zion has a few different meanings. See Bible Dictionary Zion and True to the Faith, pages 189 through 190. The pure in heart. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 97, verse 21. The Lord's people, or the church in its stakes. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 82, verse 14. A specific place where the Lord's people live, such as A, the city of Enoch mentioned in this verse, B, the ancient city of Jerusalem. See 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 6 through 7, 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 9, verse 28. C, the city to be built in the latter days near Jackson County, Missouri, to which the tribes of Israel will gather. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 103, verses 11 through 22, and section 133, verse 18. One heart and one mind. To prepare the saints to become Zion, the Lord told them through the prophet Joseph Smith, "Let every man esteem his brother as himself." And then for emphasis, he repeated himself in the very next sentence. "And again I say unto you, let every man esteem his brother as himself." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 24 through 25. He then commanded the saints, "Be one, and if you're not one, you're not mine." Verse 27. The miracle of unity is being granted to us as we pray and work for it in the Lord's way. Our hearts will be knit together in unity. We know from experience that joy comes when we are blessed with unity. We yearn as spirit children of our Heavenly Father for that joy which we once had with Him in the life before this one. His desire is to grant us that sacred wish for unity out of His love for us. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, "Our Hearts Knit as One," Ensign November 2008, page 69. Dwelt in righteousness. Righteousness is being just, holy, virtuous, upright, acting in obedience to God's commands, avoiding sin. Guide to the Scriptures, Righteous Righteousness. Scriptures.lds.org. No poor among them. Every person baptized who receives the gift of the Holy Ghost, which seals the ordinance, is under solemn covenant with the Lord to obey His commandments. Caring for the poor is one of those commandments. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, In the Lord's Own Way, Ensign May 1986, page 26. Editor's note: this page is not meant to be a comprehensive explanation of the selected scripture verse, only a starting point for your own study. End of line upon line, Moses chapter 7, verse 18.